is they keep attempting to purchase small arms and ammo. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. You know, we've told you before about these issues, with DHS and Homeland Security making huge purchase orders for ammo. But this latest one is coming from the U.S. Postal Service. That's right, on January 31st of this year, the U.S. Postal Service posted a solicitation to purchase assorted small arms ammunition on the federal government's Federal Business Opportunities website, FBO.gov. The solicitation is structured to begin a bidding process for the purchase of guns and ammunition. Well, not only is this request strange for the Postal Service, but the post office isn't alone. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the U.S. Postal Service soliciting orders for small arms ammo? Well, obviously, the agency hasn't explained the why behind their attempt to purchase ammo and guns. But consider this. The USPS has been posting $1 to $5 billion quarterly losses for years. In the fiscal year 2012 alone, the USPS lost a record $15.9 billion. Now, the Postal Service, though, isn't alone. The U.S. government has been purchasing firearms and ammunition off the market at an alarming rate. Multiple federal agencies have recently bought billions of dollars worth of firearms and ammunition. Those agencies include the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Education, the IRS, the Social Security Administration, and more. Now, some believe the feds are stocking up for civil unrest. There's no proof of that. Others say they believe the feds are attempting to take as much ammo off the shelves as possible to prevent that ammo from going public. But what we do know is this. With the national debt at $17.3 trillion, at the very least, this is a fiscal sanity issue. Why would we allow the feds to waste taxpayer dollars buying up huge amounts of ammo for agencies that have no need for them? That's not their money they're blowing on ammo, it's ours. You can find stories that affect your liberty online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacteria, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
America, welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, February 19th, 2014, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday, and another wacky weekend here. It looks to me like the wars, plural, are on any and everywhere the U.S. can start. Then we're going to be talking about all these different areas where the U.S. is trying to kick up some kind of a trouble that they can use as a justification for a follow-on invasion. And it looks like after all these years of deception and lies and fraud and weapons of mass destruction and sarin gas and everything, the U.S. government has just given up trying to give you an excuse that you can feel good about for sending your kids off to war, and they're just going to go ahead and do it. And it's proceeding on a whole bunch of different fronts here. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Over in the Ukraine, the international press is basically coming forward and saying, yeah, this looks like another one of these staged, covert coup d'etats by the United States government and by Europe. Everybody knows, in fact, even Fox News was acknowledging, this all goes back to when the Ukraine was negotiating to join the European Union, and then to the last second, they changed their mind, and instead they got financing from Russia. And it was at that point all these agent provocateurs showed up and started destabilizing the place, leading to the current situation. It is another coup d'etat, like they tried in Iran in 2009. Report coming out of Russia today just says absolute point blank, the United States and the European Union are neck deep in a plan to see pro-Western regime change in Ukraine. That's what this is all about, is taking away the government the people have in their own country and putting in a new puppet regime. And they're just trying everywhere all at the same time. So, of course, it's calling attention to itself. There's no way to conceal this. When you're playing this same game in 5-10 countries around the world all at the same time, people are going to notice this is what you're trying to do. Now, at this point, and it's a very delicate situation in the Ukraine, because we have these outside agitators. We now know there are some Israeli officers working with the so-called opposition. We know they're getting funding from Western non-governmental organizations, intelligence agencies. How to deal with this group, because they're engaging in violence. They're throwing Molotov cocktails. And if the Ukrainian government fights back, of course, the Western media will say, oh, horrible, they are using military force on their own people. We must invade to save them from the brutal dictator. Same song we've been hearing in Syria and Iran and the rest of that. The government of Ukraine has very cleverly portrayed the coming shutdown of the violence as an anti-terror operation because of the documented presence of these outside agent provocateurs operating inside the Ukraine, whipping up this this violence, setting all these fires. And remember, if you look at all the video that we saw over the last day from that most recent rally in Kiev, a lot of fires all over the place. The actual physical crowd just wasn't that big. It's another one of these ginned up out of thin air rent-a-crowds. So they're looking on going on in there in the interest of public safety because of all the fires that are being set. And they're going to start going after these agent provocateurs in an anti-terror operation and in the current political climate. Nobody is going to fault the Ukraine for anything that has anti-terror in the name. So the ability of the Western media to take whatever the Ukraine is going to do to try and quiet this situation down and use it as a justification for eventual invasion is going to be limited. Not non-existent, but it will be somewhat limited. But they're already out there talking about sanctions against the Ukraine, and we know sanctions is the next step on the road to invasion. The U.S. has now annulled visas for Ukrainian officials. This is a diplomatic slap in the face. And they're talking about sanctions against the government of the Ukraine for responding to these agent provocateurs from Israel, from the U.S., from the European Union. We've seen this game played time and time and time again. France and Poland are already up there in Brussels seeking EU sanctions on the Ukraine. And it really, the EU doesn't really have a dog in this fight. If you step back and think about this, the fact that the EU is in there screaming sanctions tells you this is all their idea. They're incensed that the people of the Ukraine would rather have their economy linked to Russia than to the European Central Bank. That's what this is all about. So we have over in the European Union Parliament, members of those parliament are out there already urging imposing sanctions not just on the Ukraine, but on Russia itself. They're trying to just ramp this thing right on up to a full-on hostile confrontation, revival of the Cold War, maybe even a hot war with Russia. Remember World War One? If you think about World War One conventionally because of all the movies and TV shows and everything, oh, Germany, we beat the Kaiser and all the rest of that. World War One didn't even involve Germany when it started. It was the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand. But nobody really cared about those particular countries. Germany was the target they wanted to get into. And so when World War One cranked up, the focus was changed to Germany, even though Germany did not start that war. And that's what we're seeing here. We know the real goal of the United States and the European Union is a state of declared, if not fought, war with Russia and China to force the Western allies back onto the U.S. dollar, back onto the petrodollar, back onto Bretton Woods. And that's why they're pushing this hard to take this ginned-up situation in Kiev and somehow use it to reframe the push for war and sanctions to Russia itself. And it is a very, very dangerous game. Now, I'm sure in the bowels of power in Washington, D.C., the strategic planners who have never spent a day of their life outside of Washington, D.C., in the real world, and certainly not on the front lines of combat, are sitting there saying, the situation can be contained. We can declare this cold war with Russia. They won't have the balls to fight us, and we'll just prevail economically. Which, of course, was the kind of thinking that got us into Vietnam. But the reality is that Putin understands what's really at stake. And what's really at stake is that this is all about which particular piece of ink and paper the world will be using for the next century. And Russia understands how much the old Soviet Union suffered under Bretton Woods. China understands how much they suffered. The entire world was looted for wealth under Bretton Woods, and they're not going to go back to that plan again. Not for the United States and not for anybody. And so that's what they're really pushing. And that's why we're seeing all this sort of cartoon bashing of Russia. It's like the old red baiting of the 1950s without any new creativity to it. Let's grab a quick phone call. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I'm continuing with the Ukrainian situation. Of course, the Ukrainian government and the Russian government have an ace up their sleeve. It's called the Midstream and Nord Stream pipelines. They can switch off the oil and gas to Europe, either government, and bring the European Union in a very cold winter to its knees. So this is a situation where it looks like, it looks like the EU is fomenting this situation, but it's going to fly straight back in their face, as far as I can see, if the Russians decide and the Ukrainians decide to just turn off the energy supplies.
Well, that energy supply is constrained by treaty obligation, so it's not just as simple as shutting the valve and saying that settles that. It would have diplomatic ramifications, but it certainly is a credible threat. At the point where a state of war is declared and the treaties are no longer in effect, you're absolutely correct. Russia could shut those valves, and Europe would be in a world of hurt because the United States can't cover that missing shortfall of oil since the Deepwater Horizon disaster. John, got to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab another phone call here. Steve in California. Steve, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
I've got one comment and then two questions for you. First comment is, God, the United States government just seems so down and disappointed that there wasn't any, so far, any terrorist attacks in Sochi. I mean, do you feel that same way?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the issue is, you know, they're trying to figure out, can they fake something or stage something that would be believed by the general public? And at this point, they have to be realizing it's not going to fly. Right. The American people, the people of planet Earth, are expecting, they're waiting for the U.S. or Israel or the European Union to stage some kind of a false flag. And I think at this point, from what I'm seeing, the policy is, well, forget about trying to make the public feel comfortable about the invasion. We're just going to go ahead and invade.
Okay. Question. You've been following probably this Comcast-Time Warner merger, this this acquisition here.
Yeah.
Is that not a monopoly getting ready to form here? And I thought monopolies were supposed to be outlawed.
Well, there used to be laws that limited the forming of monopolies, but over time, of course, and the pressure from corporate lobbyists, those laws have been hamstrung, if not outright limited. We know that there has been this ongoing deal between the government and the corporate media going all the way back to Desert Storm, where the government told the media, if you will play ball with us and report the war the way we want it reported to the American people, we'll start removing those laws that prevent you from building these giant media conglomerates. And this trend away from independent radio and TV stations and newspapers in every city to these giant handful of corporations that own it all trace all the way back to those early 90s. And so in point of fact, in terms of the media, yeah, it is very much consolidated. It's very much under the control of these corporate and political interests. As far as Time Warner and Comcast, I'm in a Time Warner franchise area right now. Frankly, it's hard to see how it's going to be any worse than it is now, because as you've been hearing me talk about over the last couple of months, Time Warner is just showing the same stuff over and over and over again. It's like they're just, you know, rerunning their current catalog. We've seen The Bourne Tedium 86 times. For some reason, they're running Pearl Harbor all week, which seems strange for the month of February. But really,
that only means they're running up a war, getting ready for a war.
Well, that could be one reason. But in terms of Time Warner Cable, they're not even spending money on good pay-per-view movies. And it really is, if I didn't need Time Warner for my internet feed, I'd probably just disconnect the whole thing. Because in terms of value and entertainment, there's just nothing on there. They're just showing the same stuff over and over and over again, all these reality shows. The Real Housewives of Poughkeepsie, and it's just absolute nonsense. I'm hoping that when Comcast comes in, we're going to get some kind of decent programming come through. But at this particular point, if I didn't need them for my internet feed, I'd probably just disconnect the whole thing.
Yeah. Last question real quick here. You probably followed this. At least I caught this last night. The Navy super carrier, which cost the American taxpayers $217 million, was sold to Texas, a scrapyard in Texas, for 1 cent. And I don't get how we can do that. I mean, somebody's brother-in-law owns a scrapyard.
Okay, you're confusing two stories, okay? The new supercarrier that's a boondoggle is the Gerald Ford. They put a lot of new cutting-edge technology in there, which is not working. The catapults, instead of being the traditional steam catapults, are electromagnetic rail guns. They're not working correctly. There's all kinds of problems with that. That is a slightly different story from the scrapping of the USS Forrestal, which
right.
is one of the first early supercarriers. It is famous for being the location of this horrible on-deck explosion that killed 130 guys and involved John McCain when he was still a pilot, and apparently a reckless practice called wet starting. The carrier was famous for that. That was the one that was sold for a penny. And the reason they did that, they were trying to find somebody who would take it as a museum and develop it as a museum. They couldn't find anybody who could come up with the money to take it, clean it up, because these warships are full of very toxic materials that have to be cleaned up before you can allow the public in there, find a place to moor it, and turn it into a museum. Nobody had the money to do that, so ultimately it was simply sold for a penny as scrap to this company in Texas so it can be taken apart, cleaned, and recycled. I don't really see it as any kind of a major problem or corruption. You know, I'm glad they're going to reuse the metal rather than simply take it out there and sink it in a live fire. I think for anybody who's a fan of history you know, even for people who don't like the idea of war, you know, hanging on to some of these iconic, ships seems like a good idea, and I'm sorry they weren't able to get the money to put together a museum.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, gonna let you go there. Now, getting back to the present day here. Josh Bolton is out there, as always, screaming for whatever's in Israel's best interest, and he's out there screaming that we need to invade the Ukraine. We've already gone from, oh, hey, the Ukraine doesn't want to join the European Union, to, well, we need to invade them and show them the error of their ways. Bolton is out there screaming that Obama is weak because he won't declare war every place that presents its opportunity. And he's out there saying the problem with our current lack of resolve is American influence over the world is slipping away, and we will pay the price for this. Now, he is, of course, absolutely correct. But in his recklessness, what he's doing is advertising to the world that all of these attacks on all these countries are all about America maintaining its empire over the planet. America has become the new Roman Empire, bestriding the globe with its weapons of terror from the skies and its drones and its rapid deployment forces and its 700 bases all over the planet. But that's very expensive to maintain, as the original Roman Empire found out. And it isn't an issue of whether or not Obama is strong or not. It is a practical issue of whether the United States has the actual resources to continue to project power to the same degree that it has been. And the answer there is, it isn't. After almost 15 years of war, we have been in this sort of quasi-World War-ish thing for longer than we were in World War II. And we've invaded over 10 countries on two continents. We have used up the stockpile of military material that was built up over the last half century since the end of World War II. We're running out of stuff. We're running out of people. We're running out of ammunition. And the answer is, Obama is looking at the situation as the supreme military commander of not having the resources to go everywhere at the same time. And that, too, is what brought down the Roman Empire. After they lost those three legions up in Germany, Rome no longer had enough legions to effectively police and control its entire empire. Now, it took 5 years to train and develop a Roman legion. So it wasn't like they could just go on down, grab some more people, and say, boom, your legion, go out and police. Because the legions operated as semi-autonomous extensions to the Roman government. And it was more than just swords and spears. It was architecture, medicine, viniculture, road construction. It was literally a sort of a mobile little Roman government that went out and established Rome's dominion over the provinces. And that's why it took so long to develop a legion, and why the loss of any one legion was such a critical factor. And Obama's in the same situation. We've reached the point of military exhaustion where we can't invade everybody, and they're trying to figure out where they can invade that will have the most good in terms of discouraging other provinces from continuing to break away, to go into BRICS, to go into the Shanghai Cooperative Organization. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with a phone call after these words from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go back to the phones here. Eugene in Ohio. Eugene, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Hey, listen, a couple callers back there, you and him were talking about cable TV deal, and that got me thinking, well, I should call up Mike and let all the other listeners know about what we've done. About 4 or 5 years ago, we got completely off from cable TV, and what I did was we converted over to C and KU band free-to-air satellite. Matter of fact, that's how I listened to your program on Galaxy 19.
Yeah, we are up on that particular bird, and you know, the satellite systems are really very good. When my wife and I lived in Washington State, we had one of the earliest dishNET dishes because we literally were so far out in the Cascade Mountains, we couldn't get cable TV or even over-the-air broadcasting, and we loved it. We got all the international broadcasts. We got to hear the news programs from other countries that had a slightly different view of what was going on in the United States at the time. Where I live right now, I'm not allowed to have a satellite dish which is a shame because I do have a very nice K-band receiver sitting in the closet. But when we do relocate, we're definitely going to... Okay. I don't know where that came from. But no, we're definitely going to want to get a satellite dish again. If Comcast comes in, I'm hoping we're going to have some better programming. But I got to tell you, Time Warner has been, this amazing disappointment for going on 4 to 5 months. Maybe they knew they were going to sell out their cable system and they just didn't care anymore. And that's why we just kept seeing the same programs over and over and over and over and over again, which, you know, got to be a real problem when I came home from the hospital a couple of weeks ago because, you know, stay quiet, rest, watch TV. There's nothing on TV. I'm going bored. I'm going crazy here. Eugene, anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, Mike, I can access well over 20 different satellites at any one time there, and I really don't have much in this system. I got maybe $400 altogether, but the biggest trick there I wanted to say is there's plenty of them out there. People could just go around, maybe find an existing 8 or 10 foot dish that somebody has previously watched satellite on, and no longer need that. All they need to go to do is offer to buy it from. Hell, they can get it for just a few bucks. A lot of people will just be happy to get them out of their yards. And
I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement. When Claire and I move back to the mainland, which is our long-range plan here, we're definitely going to be. We're going to get a place where I can get myself an antenna and do the satellite thing, and also a little radio astronomy. You know, I want to do that as well. All right, Eugene, we got to let you go here and sort of get back to the news here. I want to finish up on the situation in Ukraine because it's very obvious. Everybody's piling on to try and convince the world that there must be a military invasion of the Ukraine because how dare they go and borrow money from Russia when the European Union was so desperate to have more creditors on their ledger here. So basically, this is already mutating away from a disagreement between Ukraine's government and the European Central Bank into an outright clash between the European Union itself and Russia. Now, everybody's condemning the violence in the Ukraine. What is not being said is who's doing it. We've been seeing this figure all over the corporate media. 25 people have been killed, but we don't know who they are. We don't know if they're Ukrainian police officers. We do know that video surfaced showing the Ukrainian protesters slash opposition with firearms and Molotov cocktails. Now, let's see. Paris and Berlin are blasting unacceptable acts by the Ukrainian government, meaning how dare they fight back against our agent provocateurs. The Swedish foreign minister's out there saying the Ukrainian president has blood on his hands. Can you just see them all dogpiling on? All these nations of the European Union, the European Central Bank said, how dare the Ukraine not bring us their interest payments for the next six generations? And so they're all dogpiling on. They're sending a message to the world. Do not dare go anywhere else than the Federal Reserve or the European Central Bank or the IMF or the World Bank. Don't you dare go anyplace else that is not ruled by private central banking, because that's what these wars are really all about. Meanwhile, back here in the United States of America, to show you how completely out of control, and I might add out of touch, our government is beginning. Apparently yesterday, Chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee of the U.S. Senate, Robert Menendez, is now calling on all countries of the Western Hemisphere to do more to make the Western Hemisphere the strongest place in the 21st century. He's basically reiterating the call for a new round of rearmament. We've destroyed our economy buying all these worthless, overpriced, pointless weapons. And Menendez is out there saying we can fix it by building more new weapons. They want to rearm or arm up even more. It's a call for a new degree of militarism, which is kind of bizarre because if you actually go back and you look at U.S. military spending over the last quarter of a century, you will realize we have been in a period of maximum military preparedness for the last quarter of a century, going on half a century. Not since the run-up to World War II have we seen this disproportionate amount of our nation's economy given over to making things that kill people and put holes in other people's property. And they're rattling their sabers as hard as they can here. Meanwhile, over in the Black Sea, near Sochi, where the U.S. deployed two Navy ships to sort of go out there and prove that they were keeping watch over the Sochi Olympics to guard against Olympics. Apparently, the USS Taylor, a guided missile frigate, ran aground, is now being inspected for damage. The word we're getting through back channels is it is now inoperable. It was run onto the ground so hard, they broke it. It's going to have to be towed out of the Black Sea. That's going to impress the Russians about U.S. military might, to see that ship get towed back out of the Black Sea. Meanwhile, it's just been announced France and Germany are sending new brigades to Mali, Africa. Okay? And we all know why. This goes back to when Germany's civil government, not the Bundesbank, but the civil government, demanded the repatriation of Germany's gold bullion from the Bank of France and the New York Federal Reserve. And they got the big stall. Bank of France says, it's going to take 5 years. New York Federal Reserve said it takes 7 years, which is ridiculous. Put the bricks on a plane, fly the plane over, they get their gold. 1 week later, France invades Mali, Africa, which happens to be Africa's third largest gold-producing nation. And now, apparently, Germany has decided if looting Mali is the only way they're going to get their gold bullion back, well, then, heck, let's go and loot Mali. And so now France and Germany are sending new brigades to Mali to steal Mali's gold to make up for Germany's gold stolen by the Bank of France and the New York Federal Reserve. Isn't war wonderful at settling all these little accounts here? Personally, I think the solution is to go over to these bankers, Bank of France and New York Federal Reserve, find those executives who were in charge of that gold bullion and played funny games with it, and you string them up as an example. And I think the German people ought to take a long, serious look at the Bundesbank and how it appears to be running interference for the Bank of France and the New York Federal Reserve, placing the interests of these other privately owned central banks ahead of the people and the nation of Germany, in which the Bundesbank is supposed to be operating. The banks should be subordinate to the nation and its people, not the other way around. Certainly the private central bankers think it's the other way, that you all exist to make them rich, and that's the way that whatever imaginary playmate they think is up in the sky or down into the ground that they worship thinks the world is supposed to be. You and I know better. We fought a revolution to get away from that kind of banking. And we need to make sure when the opportunity opens up that we create a new government and a new nation where the privately owned central banks never, ever, ever, ever get their talons into the money creation authority. It is not theirs. It is our money supply. It belongs to the people, not to the bankers to loan to us at interest here. Still waiting to hear what's going on over in Libya, where the interim assembly was basically given 5 hours to get out or be deposed by armed Libyan militias who are as tired of their Western puppet regime as pretty much any place else that got one recently. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
When all this twist of steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go any further, I want to remind you all that there is this contest going on in which Sandra, John's wife, is entered. She is a realtor for Keller Williams, and Keller Williams is having the sweepstakes. Now, if you go over to the RBN homepage, under the RBN update, you will see this little headline, do you have an iPhone, iPad, or Android phone? Help RBN win $20,000. And the idea is that if you go over and you follow the links and you download and install this app, which is basically just a real estate, what's available in your area, for those of you who are in a position to be able to buy a home, by entering the code number, you will give credit for your download to Sandra. Now, she is very close to being in first place on this. And if she gets more people to download the app than anybody else, she will win $20,000 from Keller Williams, which she will donate to RBN to help us stay on the air, buy new equipment to replace the old equipment, more kibble for the hamster and for our tech control room people, and generally do a great deal of good. You will also be entered into a drawing to win a direct cash prize as well. This is very important. It is a way that you can help RBN, if, especially for those of you who are unable to dip into your own pocket. And I know there's a lot of you out there, and we're not trying to, say anything to make you feel bad, but this is an opportunity for you to help without having to impact your own finances. And please take advantage of it, because $20,000 right now would go a long way to keeping RBN on the air. Put a story at what really happened a little earlier today, commenting on how many of our independent media brethren have already vanished over the last 3 years. Independent radio on the internet is very much under attack. We're constantly being harassed. We're constantly being threatened. Our servers are under cyber attack all the time. And the accumulation of all of this friction, hostility, harassment, attempts to sever our communication lines, it does eventually pile up. And the cost of trying to run these operations as a business, it is very much there. These are not hobby operations. I wish it could be. I mean, I'm coming up on the 20th anniversary of doing what I do here. The first 12 years, I just paid for it out of my own pocket because I still had the remains of my film career. But it does cost a lot to keep all this equipment running, the bandwidth and the rest of it. We need your help. And helping Sandra win this contest is a good way to really make a difference. $20,000 to RBN, that's a lot of money. I know to like the big TV networks like you see, Fox News and everything, $20,000, they go through that in the space of 30 seconds. They've got millions and millions and millions of dollars to lie to you with. We're trying to scrounge up $20,000 to keep on telling you the truth. All right, little update on the story out of the Libyan assembly. Apparently the Libyan assembly is still sitting where they are. They reached a compromise deal with the armed militia. So they're going to avoid violence, but it does look like the puppet regime installed in Libya by U.S. military forces to get rid of the Golden Horde and get rid of Gaddafi is in serious trouble and is beginning to crumble. Meanwhile, over in Syria, there's been a very large pro-Assad demonstration to basically show the support of the Syrian people for Assad and for the army battling this foreign-sponsored coup d'etat. And like I said, the rush is now on for Syria because they're coming up on their elections in June, and if Assad wins re-election by a landslide, it completely delegitimizes the U.S. position that Assad is an unpopular leader clinging to power by hook and by crook and must be made to leave. So the U.S. can't allow this situation to go up to the actual elections. And so we're seeing stories like what was on Fox News about how Obama is asking his advisors for Syria options. Well, we already know what the only option they're going to say in Washington, D.C., invade, 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 make Assad leave, make him leave so we can put our newly created transitional government out of thin air into Syria. And that's not going to work either, and I'll tell you why. This transitional government the U.S. is pushing is simply a government, a bunch of people they put together and said, we're going to make you the new government, and in exchange you will sell Syria's oil only for the U.S. dollar, so forth and so on. Meanwhile, all those hired mercenaries inside Syria, and the only ones that are left are the real fanatics, you know, the nutcases that make Osama bin Laden look like a librarian. And they think they're going to be the new government. So even if the U.S. invades and deposes Assad or lynches him like they did Saddam Hussein or Gaddafi, and they get rid of him that way, and they put in this new transitional government, the first thing the hired mercenaries are going to do is attack that transitional government. Because they've been all these last 3 years thinking they're going to be the new government. And if they succeed, of course, they're going to be more anti-American than anything Assad might ever have been. So they're already over there in Washington, D.C., talking about options in Syria. Well, I'll tell you the option we really ought to consider. Let's let the Syrians fix it for themselves. But we know that's off the table. When they're talking about options, they're talking about how do we invade? From where do we come? Jordan? Do we use drone strikes? Do we do a decapitation strike? Do we just nuke the place into glass and start drilling for the oil down through the glass? The only options they're talking about is how to do it, not whether to do it. That was decided a long time ago. Now, getting back to the issue of the necessity of some kind of a false flag or newsworthy event to convince Americans after all these years of war that, oh, yes, we have to fling more of our children onto more foreign designated bayonets. There's been a very bizarre story that just showed up. Now, probably, especially if you have Time Warner Cable, the pay-per-view has been showing the story of Captain Phillips. This is the movie that was made out of this pirate seizure. And I understand the gentleman who played the pirate just won a BAFTA award because he did a really good job. You know, it's this story of heroism at sea, and it basically sort of illustrated the whole problem with the modern-day pirate situation. Now, apparently, the ship, the real ship that was involved in the real incident, not the movie, but the actual ship, the Maersk Alabama, had a little bit of a problem because apparently yesterday, two former Navy SEALs who are identified as security contractors were found dead on board that container ship. They're not saying how these two got killed or what they died of. Apparently, they were working for the Trident Group, this security firm that employed the men. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. These Navy SEALs are very highly trained people. They don't work as security guards. They work as security consultants or contractors doing things usually not specified very clearly. And these guys were on this ship, and their bodies, they were found dead Tuesday. Okay? Now, we want to couple that with another story that came out earlier in the week from places like the InternetPost.net, how U.S. Navy SEALs are being trained to deploy backpack nuclear weapons as a first strike. Now, that, of course, is utter nonsense. You don't need a backpack nuke for a first strike because during the first strike, presumably you still have your missile forces. Now, when they talk about the so-called backpack nuclear weapon, what they're usually talking about, pardon me, is taking the uranium fission primary out of a multi-stage thermonuclear weapon because it's a little tiny thing and it's concealable and it's not going to create that big an explosion, but it certainly will be big enough to say, oh, there's a nuclear bomb. Now, the only reason to be playing with these little backpack nukes is to set off a nuclear bomb and frame a third party. And so now the question has to be asked, is in fact this whole situation with these dead SEALs on the Maersk Alabama and the playing with these backpack nukes, are they going to set off a nuclear bomb and blame Iran or Russia or China for it? Couldn't rule it out at this point. We'll be right back.